Time now for the 12:15 news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative located on the square in West Salem. Light cloud cover outside the studios right now, a high of 88 called for later today. Tonight, 40% chance of showers, low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Katie Daniel has been hired as the new speech-language pathologist for Fairfield Public School District No. 112. She comes from the Kaskaskia Special Education District, where she has been employed for the past 12 years. Daniel's hiring comes on the heels of the resignation of Kim Briggs from the same position. Briggs' letter of resignation was accepted at a special Board of Education meeting last night, and the board wished her well in her new ventures with North Clay. More news next.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmine and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
Keep summer rolling with big discounts at Little Giant Grocery in Carmont.
Stock up on country-style ribs, only $1.59 a pound.
Pick up fresh, crisp California lettuce, cello heads, $1.09 each.
Grab yourself a case of Pepsi, 18 packs, just $4.99.
Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are a jaw-dropping $1.59 a pound.
Save on delicious hamburger helper, all varieties, $1.29 a box.
Your dollar always buys more,
where the giant stands high in the sky.
Little Giant Grocery in Carmont.
Make your fitness goals with Frontier Community College. We're offering 8-week fitness classes at the Bobcat Den, including yoga, chair yoga, cycle and core strength, and more. Sign up by calling Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
In other news, Heather and Andrew Spray / Joy Lane Produce have been named finalists for the 2018 Illinois Farm Bureau Excellence Award. The award recognizes an individual or family who are active in their community and agriculture, and who does not have the majority of their income subject to normal production risks. The award winner will be announced at the Illinois State Fair on August 14th. The Wayne County Board voted Thursday evening to spend $14,300 for safety improvements to the 161 and Enterprise Road intersection. The improvements include flashing yellow warning lights, along with flashing red stoplights for northbound traffic on Enterprise Road. The project will be paid for with money from the Building and Grounds Fund. The intersection has been the scene of several serious accidents. In other business, the board voted to enter into an agreement with Hamilton County for a combined enterprise zone. Enterprise zones provide tax incentives for businesses within the zones, but the state has limited the number of enterprise zones recently, and this cooperative effort should get the combined enterprise zones approved in 2020. Jeff Jake was employed as the county's weed control officer at a salary of $2,000 annually, plus mileage. The weed control officer is responsible for investigating weed complaints throughout the county. There has been enough progress on the new Fairfield Community High School football and track complex to allow Superintendent Jill Fulkerson to announce,
"We are going to be in a position where we can cut the ribbon on August 24th, our first Mule football game against Johnson City. We might have a few I's to dot and T's to cross, but we are going to do it. We wanted to do it for the first football game. We wanted it to be home, and so we are going to be able to move forward with that."
The nearly $2 million project will make the entire facility handicapped accessible and feature a new entry area, concession stand, and press box. Fulkerson says the community should be very proud of the complex. The project was funded through Health Life Safety Funds. The Mules have 4 home games this year and are coming off a perfect regular season and a 9-1 overall record in 2017. Riley Dillon was named Little Miss Sisney, and Kaylee Konopasek was named Miss Sisney last night at the Sisney reunion. Looking ahead to tonight, music and other activities are set to begin at 6 p.m. The headliner for the evening will take the stage a bit later, and Sisney reunion co-president Catherine Baker says it could be a familiar face.
The Jason Lee McKinney Band will start their entertainment at 7 p.m. really looking forward to them. We had, I can't remember if it's the exact same group, if they just changed names, but we had them a few years ago. They've played down in Evansville on the riverfront a couple different times, and then they travel, and they were nothing. We had nothing but good news when they came before, so we're excited to have them back a few years later. So they'll be performing at 7.
Baker also highlighted the kids' attractions at the reunion.
Our blow-up rides, our little rides that we do for the kids, those are all free every night this week, starting Wednesday through all the way through all day Saturday. So it'll be a good time.
23-year-old Johnsonville resident Blake A. Morgan was found guilty recently in Wayne County Circuit Court of violating his probation. He was sentenced to the probation after pleading guilty to attempted theft. Morgan was sentenced to serve 4 consecutive weekends in the Wayne County Jail. He was also ordered to pay $196 in fines and court costs. 52-year-old Mount Carmel resident Troy A. Hinderleiter was arrested and charged with 2 counts of aggravated unlawful restraint Wednesday night. At approximately 8:42 p.m., Wabash County 911 received a call of a man holding his wife and another family member against their will. The call advised the man was armed with an AR-style rifle and was threatening to shoot them and their vehicles. When the sheriff's office arrived on scene, 2 people were seen fleeing the residence and seeking shelter in a nearby barn. The sheriff's office was able to get the female and other occupant away from the barn safely, and they were transported to Mount Carmel by the Mount Carmel police. Several attempts were then made to contact the man, Hinderleiter, inside the residence, but they were unsuccessful. As units from the Sheriff's Office, Mount Carmel Police Department, and Illinois State Police were forming, Hinderleiter emerged from the garage area, and he was arrested without incident. Hinderleiter was then transported to the Wabash County Jail and held, pending the posting of $4,000 cash bond. Lori Sullivan Lofton knows the anguish of suicide. The graduate of FCHS and daughter of Mike and Donna Sullivan of Fairfield lost first her husband, then her son, to self-inflicted gunshot wounds. She has made suicide awareness her mission.
Well, I just think just the non-education that I had after my husband passed away and then till my son passed away, I just wanted to learn everything that I could and to educate people, friends, you know, businesses, just anybody that would listen, basically, so this can't happen. This is to save a life. And that's what I always say. If one life is saved from my message, it's worth it.
Lofton spoke at Thursday's Fairfield Rotary Club meeting and told the audience that suicide is the second leading cause of death among young Americans aged 10 to 24. She belongs to a number of suicide prevention efforts and works as a senior account executive for an Evansville media company. Her father, Mike, was responsible for the program. And the Fairfield Park District Board has decided it will not repair the Contiki. Mike Dreith reports.
The Park District's insurance company Thursday told Board President Jay Fahey that to rebuild the fire damage center at its site would cost $379,000, excluding the roof and air conditioning. They offered, as a settlement, after depreciation, $210,000. Fahey asked the board whether or not they wanted to refurbish the building and did not get a motion. He said he wanted to give Wadi and the Senior Citizen Program, which is now being served by the Elks, a sense of whether the Park District would be in the business of providing a center in the future. Fahey says the Park District will now examine the cost of demolition. It has not totally closed the door on providing a center in the future, but last night's action closes the door on the revival of the Contiki. Reporting for WFIW, WOKZ News, I'm Mike Dreith.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Prearranging a funeral gives a person peace of mind. It relieves stress for the survivors, and at the time of death, most details for the funeral have already been decided. Whether the service is a traditional funeral service or a cremation service, either can be planned in advance. Please contact me, John Hosselton, at 618-673-2131, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
At Ubinger's Furniture Company, we know when you invest in furniture, you expect to enjoy it for many years, but don't necessarily anticipate paying for it for that long. Ubinger's Furniture Company is a landmark in this area, proving that the highest quality furniture needn't be the highest price. Ubinger's keeps our customers happy in a very simple way. We sell furniture that won't come back to people who will. Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Florida.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 84. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,317, down 191. The NASDAQ is at 7,858, down 33. September crude oil is at $67.64. That is up 83 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 55-year-old former McLeansboro resident Gary L. Eckleberry, a resident of Arab, Alabama, died Wednesday at the Olean General Hospital in Olean, New York. He worked as an installer for CellPack Services in Decatur, Alabama. Gary Eckleberry is survived by his mother, Dorothy of McLeansboro, his wife, Ruthie, a son, Joshua, daughters, Francesca Eckleberry and Ashley Hudson, both of Arab, Alabama, a brother, Joseph of McLeansboro, sisters, Bonnie Hutchison of Springerton and Arlene Gunter of Louisville, and seven grandchildren. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. He will be laid to rest at Old Springer Cemetery near McLeansboro. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 79-year-old White County resident Harry A. Vaught died at 12:56 a.m. Thursday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Harry was a lifelong farmer, a U.S. Army veteran, and a member of the Ashland Christian Church. Harry Vaught is survived by his wife, Pat, of Mill Shoals, a son, Troy, of Burnt Prairie, a daughter, Tammy Titzer, of Burnt Prairie, three sisters, Dolores Bradshaw of Carmi, Lena Oney of Highland, and Deanna Vaught of Oblong, and four grandchildren. Visitation for Harry Vaught will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, at Nail's Funeral Home. Funeral services will be at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, at Nail's, with burial in Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Ashland Christian Church, and they will be accepted at Nail's. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for former Fairfield resident Joe Fleming Sr. will be held tomorrow. He died on July 17th in Sun City, Arizona. The service will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be at the funeral home 1 hour prior to service time at 11. Memorials in memory of Joe Fleming may be made to Frontier Community College. 55-year-old Grayville native James Allen Payne died in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on July 30th. Jim worked in the oil fields and coal mines around Grayville for most of his life. Jim Payne is survived by his sons, James and Cody, daughters, Jamie Kane, Janelle Payne, and Haley Payne, 15 grandchildren, a sister, Belinda Sherman, a niece, a great-niece, and a nephew. A visitation for Jim Payne will be from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, August 18th, at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. 95-year-old former Wayne City resident Hazel Garrison Thomason died on Monday at 4:50 p.m. at the River Terrace Health Campus in Madison, Indiana. She was a resident of Hanover, Indiana. She was an 80-year member of the Olive Branch Missionary Baptist Church in rural Wayne City and had held membership in the Eastern Star. Hazel Thomason is survived by her daughter, Linda Wood of Hanover, Indiana, her son, Richard Thomason of Collinsville, three grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, and other relatives. Funeral services will be conducted tomorrow, Saturday, at 11 a.m. at the Olive Branch Missionary Baptist Church near Wayne City. Interment will follow in the Baltimore Cemetery near Wayne City. Visitation will be held today from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Olive Branch Missionary Baptist Church near Wayne City, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. until time of service at the church. Memorial contributions may be made to the Olive Branch Church or the Kent Baptist Church. Cards are available at the funeral home and the church. 61-year-old Norris City resident J. William Bill E. Wood died Wednesday at his home. Bill was a graduate of SIU Carbondale, and he worked for WADI in their Fathers Matter program. Bill Wood is survived by his wife, Marla, son, George of Carmi, daughter, Mary Beth Hogan of Monroe City, Missouri, four grandchildren, brothers George of Harrisburg, David of Shawneetown, and Troy Milligan of Harrisburg, sisters Mary Frances Skaggs of Shawneetown, Tracy Milligan of Pawleys Island, South Carolina, and Prudence Ann Wilson of Rineyville, Kentucky, and numerous nieces and nephews. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, August 18th at Dittany Ridge Baptist Church in Norris City. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, August 17th at the church. Burial will be in the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to the Ronald McDonald House in Springfield and Carmi Junior Pro Football, and they can be made at the funeral home. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates, 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 88. A 40% chance for showers tonight with a low of 65. And then partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 85. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, sunny skies on Sunday with a high of 85 and low of 62. Mostly sunny skies on Monday, Monday's high 88 with a low of 65. Scattered showers on Tuesday, a high of 85 and low of 68.